was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, 7:06 in the morning, February the 11th, 2014. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You can also hop into our chat room right there if you got something to say. Today, we have a Wild Card Brewery coming in. We've got, and we've got Gary Moore of the Veterans Home is going to be joining us, today. We're going to be talking about what's happening out in the Veterans Home. You know, there's openings. It's open. And what's the latest out there? And just a couple other things. But first, we'll start with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 46 points at 15,848. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1,805, and the NASDAQ is up 11 at 4,159. Active stocks this morning include Cadence Pharmaceuticals, which is up $2.91 at $13.98, and Sprint up 52 cents at $8.21. Turning to stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 4 cents at $23.86, and Pepsi is up 22 cents at $80.82. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.68%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 10 cents at $100.16. Gold is up $7.90 at $1,282.60, and silver is down 4 cents at $20.06. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning so they can give you the latest on Wall Street. As you know, Wall Street's been volatile lately, and you want people that follow this and can give you the best advice. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Your voice sounds a little bit deeper today. You know what? I'm thinking about changing our call signs here.
Call signs.
Yeah, from Bad Bob to Boom Boom Belongi.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after the weather.
Partly sunny today. Rain likely tonight as we head into the early morning hours from Wednesday. Then rain is likely, probably not quite as much as what we saw in the last few days, but every little bit helps. Rain will remain likely through Thursday, all the way into the weekend, as a matter of fact. Currently in Reading, we have 40 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Well, and they are locally owned and family operated, and you can trust them to give you, you know, great discounts for seniors and veterans too. Okay. Like I said, lots of stuff going on today. We want to talk about, you know, when we come back, I want to talk to Bob, because Bob, you could say, was one of the first on the scene at the bombing out on Chaparral Drive. Because is parts of what, did a finger fly by you or anything?
Not that I noticed.
Oh, okay. All right. But, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, of course. And we're going to talk about the, I'd like to discuss the fact that there was a sit-in, a protest at the county courthouse where women breastfed their babies in protest. And why did that happen? Well, we'll talk about that too. We'll be right back. Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460. Linda is on assignment this morning.
Parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that were honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Thursday night, Simpson Redhawks basketball is back on the air. Action starts at 5:30 with the women's game, the men following at 7:30 as the Redhawks take on the Keel Haulers of CSU Maritime in 2 massive CalPAC conference showdowns. It's all right here Thursday night on the official radio home for Simpson Redhawks basketball, the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR, 1460.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:14 in the morning. Does anybody realize that at 6:15 in the morning it's white already? What's happened? It's February. Should it be doing that? Welcome back. Hey, should it be doing that there, Boom Boom? Or Bad Bomb?
I will have to refer to the almanac to give you more complete information.
It just seemed like it was dark, and then one day it was light. I mean, we haven't sprung forward yet. So,
well, you know, that dawn's early light.
You're telling me the Earth and Moon, and you know they're doing their dance now.
Not being an astronomical expert, I would have to again refer to the tables. You know, the astronomical tables that since time immemorial man is navigating.
Oh, here you go talking that ancient Greek stuff again. Okay, was it time? Must be 300 Spartans is coming out again. Mm-hmm. Well, it is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends down there. Joe and Shelley. I can't say enough about their Espresso Joes. You can get any type of coffee, your lattes, your cappuccinos, your espressos, all those little, all those little things they put in them. And veterans always get discounts down there and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, give us the latest. What's the latest update on the explosive situation out and on Chaparral Drive? Or can we say it's being diffused as we speak?
Well, my information is, and yesterday Brenda and I went and spoke with a sheriff's detective and told him what we saw and when we saw it and all that sort of thing, because it's an ongoing investigation.
Nothing like looking. We were allowed back into our house, thanks to the folks from the bomb squad who kind of kept an eye on things while we went in and retrieved some personal property. Nothing like looking at it next to your back door and seeing crime scene, do not cross. That's always a
it's better than having it around your house, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's across the back of the house.
So they still have no idea on how to fix this thing. And one of our comments.
My information is that there is a plan and just the details need to be worked out.
One of the comments in here thinks that the sheriff is, overreacting to this.
No. Absolutely not. Monday morning quarterbacks drive me crazy to begin with, and no clue.
Well, people have a right to their opinion.
They have a right
though.
To an opinion.
Well, you don't have to castigate them for them. You can say, well, you know what? The situation is, if everybody knew what the situation was, they'd realize how explosive this is.
This is an amazingly complex situation that has not been faced. Okay. We have an information that I'm not going to reveal the source, but there's only been 8 incidents of this type in the whole country. This is the biggest. For example, the Escondido, California, house where they found some explosives. There was approximately 8 pounds of homemade explosives inside that home. They built a fence around it and burned it. That took them a month. This has 40 pounds of explosives that they spotted, plus who knows how many precursor chemicals. It's a very dangerous situation.
Haven't those people been living in the house with that? Or did he just start mixing it together? And that's what I told people yesterday, is that it may not be explosive. I mean, all the stuff they bring in there is probably inert until they mix it together.
Some of the chemicals are legal to have. Some are illegal to have. And the problem is, when this incident took place, they were mixed in an unknown fashion, mm-hmm. With the stuff that was scattered all over the house. Some of these materials are inherently sensitive, and the bomb squad guy, these guys all trained in the same place down in Georgia, all the bomb squad techs, and they said, they looked around and said, it's too dangerous for us. And these are guys who are not squeamish. They backed out and said, this is over, you know, this. So it takes time to move resources into place, because the last thing, you only get one chance at this. So I have no problem with the speed at which they're going with this.
I wonder why the sheriff hasn't brought in like EOD teams that have been defusing whole houses in Iraq and all that.
Can I render an opinion here?
Sure.
Northern California, Redding, is so far below the political horizon for the rest of this country, we may as well not exist. You take a legislator in Sacramento, 95% of them, show them a blank map of California and ask them to point to Redding. They couldn't do it.
Well, another reason.
We don't count.
Another reason to have another state here. But what I'm saying is that you have got literally thousands of men and women in uniform that have been doing this for 12 years. I wonder why that we have. I know
because
that we're going to.
Nobody wants to spend the money on us. That's my opinion.
Well, sheriff will be here next week. Maybe we can call a sheriff before that. Maybe sheriff's listening to it, because we have the National Guard. It seems like if it's serious enough that they could bring National Guard up here. I can't believe that you're saying is that, you mean our Senator Ted Gaines hasn't said anything? Our Assemblyman Brian Daly
hasn't said.
I mean, if the sheriff calls them, you don't think that they're going to go in there and say, hey, we need help from the National Guard?
I guarantee you, if this was a suburb up in upstate New York, every resource possible would be here. I guarantee it. If this was an incident happening east of the Rockies, we'd be on CNN. Have you seen the slightest national notice of what's going on here?
Because we're too busy talking about they're covering the girls in the Kentucky Fried Chicken wash tub.
Yeah, we make national notice when some idiot tries to throw a rock through the front door of Kent's Meats. But I guarantee you, if this had happened outside of any major metropolitan area, there would be sat vans parked up and down the street. Thank God it isn't, because those guys would just be in the way. So,
well, like I said, I think probably the sheriff is probably, if he needs the National Guard, he could probably get the National Guard up here tomorrow.
But they need to make sure. I mean, but even if you had all the
experts. Did you get all the things you wanted out of your house just in case?
We have to go get our boat and a few other odds and ends. And then, that's what insurance is for.
Do you have a place to,
Oh yeah, we have a safe place to live.
Today in the paper it says, from a insurance agent says, the unusual nature of this situation made it unclear if insurance providers would cover costs incurred by evacuated residents near East Home.
Our company says that because it's a mandatory evacuation once our deductible is out of the way, that we're covered.
Okay.
Now, interestingly enough, if they declared this guy a terrorist, my insurance would no longer kick in.
Because it's an act of terrorism.
It's an exclusion. Yes.
There is, you know what? All insurance policies have that.
You've got to, okay. But we're protected against nuts.
Well, I don't think he's a terrorist. I think he's a nut.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, and of course everybody's trying to call him a Tea Party guy. But, you know, the Tea Party guys are saying, we don't even know who this guy is. Anyway, if there's a chance to take a shot at the Tea Party, you know, the people come out of the woodwork. Okay. Bob, I sense some irritability and tenseness here because you've been ordered out of your house because somebody has 40 pounds of explosives that could have killed all of you. You know what?
Well, you could have flattened my house with me in it.
Take a deep breath, you know, in through the nose, out through the mouth.
My wife and I are safe.
That's, you know what?
Our animals
are safe. Your animals are safe. You got insurance.
The rest of it is stuff.
You're still loved right here. Okay, let's take a break and come back and talk about breast. We'll be right back.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so I'm back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, and she really is on assignment day, out working today. 605-4567 is our phone number here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Down at 3208 Market Street, he can take a small chip or cracks up to over 24 inches in length, and he can fix them. And the only thing I can say is, you know, well, how good is it? Well, I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield, I don't know how long it is now, because every year I talk about it, but, you know, it's, you still can't see it. He guarantees his work. Veteran guy. And he does really, really great work. 241-8373 is his phone number. He's located at 3208 Market Street out there. Okay. Good morning to everybody. The sheriff is not on this morning. He is on next week. We have him on for next week. Today is the VA. And, the comment that the bomb guy, you know, is a record searchlight commenter. They sure throw enough bombs out there. And they bomb trying to convince us to become liberal. So, and in case everybody didn't get the news, Bruce Ross is moving on from Record Searchlight to become the district director for Brian Daly, our assemblyman. That's really, I think it's quite interesting. It seems like last week in a courtroom, a young lady was nursing her child in the courtroom because babies need to do that. And the deputy in the courtroom asked her to leave. Please, if you're going to breastfeed, you must leave this courtroom. She says, that's against the law, but I'll do it because I don't want to get upset and then have the baby get colic. So she went out and did it. Well, as it turns out, the young lady was exactly right. It says that you can't force breastfeeding women out of public places, things like courtrooms and city hall and that kind of stuff. And so yesterday there was like another 10 moms came up there and protested, even though that there had been an apology and classes on it. But that's okay. They all came out to the court to breastfeed their babies. And frankly, if you're going to have a protest, why not have a protest like that? Because, I mean, it just, you know, for one thing, it's just amusing. And just the thought of it, even though the deputy was a new deputy and he did not know that. And so they gave him and the rest of the staff training on things that are permitted in the courtrooms. And of course, that's it. But you know what? You gotta like that. That 10 other mothers came out to breastfeed their babies in protest. You know, the other thing too is I've been thinking about what, let me see what else we have here before I go back there and actually agree with Boom Boom here. 193,000 salmon released down in the, you know, in the sack right down at Caldwell Park yesterday. 4 inches long, heading for the ocean. And these were endangered because of the drought here, because they were holding them back and holding them back and holding it back. Because of the depth of the river. Well, they got them out. The other thing too is that there's going to be a meeting today at Caldwell Park conference room. Out there on 777 Cypress, you know, it's where the parks and recreation park are. They're going to talk about what's happened at the Civic Center and the number of events, and it's going to be a recap, a report for 2013. Sherry Silk, as you know, who is leaving, we said goodbye to her last week and said hello to Carrie McCandless, her replacement. And as you know, Sherry has just grown and grown and grown the Civic Center with all, you know, everything that's happened 2 years ago. Everybody thought it was going to be censored and they weren't going to have anybody here. And, you know, all these things were going to happen. Of course, nothing happened. The very first event, there was Five Finger Death Punch, and you can't get much more, oh, let's just say out there than the Five Finger Death Punch. And they've had a number of events, all types of events, been very, very successful and have saved the taxpayers. Okay, you ready? Saved the taxpayers $1.4 million because of that. So if you want to go down there today, it's at 4 o'clock, Caldwell Park Conference Room at 777 Cypress. Okay. Bad Bob, and right before we have to take a break, our guests are coming in right after the break is the owners and founders of Wild Card Brewery are with us today.
Ooh.
Young people. You know, I love
samples?
That.
Did they bring samples?
I don't. Well, we're going to ask them if they might have a tough time getting through that door without a sample. You know, Bad Bob, I have to agree with you. You know, I was sitting there laughing, you know, because you're, you know, oh, and by the way, the guy that said that said, Bob, I realize this is personal for you, and I had no interest in antagonizing you, but watching our sheriff at the press conference leads me to believe he is blowing smoke, making unfounded allegations instead of stating facts. Okay, and this is what it was. He didn't mean to. I respectfully disagree. Okay.
In very strong terms.
Oh, okay. And you said we're going to disagree on this one. Okay. That's okay. I'd like to find out what's going on. Here's the other thing. I'd like to find out if Lefty is now part of a group that is he a part? I'm sure they must be checking that. Yeah. Are you part of a little bit larger group and you're the explosives expert? Yeah.
He is not an explosives expert.
Well, that's the scary thing.
He's a guy who, if you read his Facebook page, the guy's a whack. He wants to build his own starship. Fortunately, I think the launching process went slightly awry.
Now, what he was doing was the idea that using explosives as a launch propellant for a space vehicle, that is not a wacko. That's been used before. That has been proposed and used.
A solid fuel rocket is a controlled explosion.
Right. Anyway, okay, the last thing is you're absolutely right. In the sense that if this had been in Marin County, or this had been in Orange County, or this had been, Orange County
anywhere
downtown,
above the political horizon.
You know, if this had been in the outskirts of, if this had been like five blocks on, if it was on I Street, or if it was out in Granite Bay, you're right, there'd be a lot more coverage.
But it's just us rural folks who cling to our guns and religion, don't you know?
Yeah, but you know what? I think that people don't realize is just how big it is. That's the problem. And Record Searchlight's putting it out front page. It doesn't seem to be caught by anybody. I would complain if I was Silas Lines or Bruce Roswell, especially Silas, because Bruce isn't going to be there in a week. All right. We'll be right back after these messages with Wild Card.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candace Lavolsi, North Sea's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at AnselmoVineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 7:35 in the morning. It's 40 degrees. It looks like it's going to be a nice day today, but it looks like the rain's moving back in for the tomorrow and this weekend. Snow, but only at the 7,000 to 8,000 foot mark. So that's not really going to help, not Shasta very much, but more water. We can all use it. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right, Reading Crown Motors. President's Day sale is coming. We're getting ready to launch a huge one here. They're talking about any type of car, truck, or SUV, new or previously owned, you're going to get a great deal on that right down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-223-2177. It's your, you know, Reading Crown Motors is your Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealer. Why go out of town when you can get a great deal here, and their service department is just outstanding. Reading Crown Motors. Okay, usually I don't complain about my guests before they get here. I mean, I don't. I mean, you know, usually you try to give a person a, you know, okay, if they're a politician, you know, you say things now and then. But I usually wait to see what people say, but already I have got a bone to pick with Jenny and Jeff Hansen, the owners, founders, and great success people of Wild Card Brewery. And you know what it is, don't you? You know, Jenny.
I'm very sorry.
We screwed up big time.
We may have left the beer out of today's show.
You know, I just want to say is Bad Bob's been under a lot of pressure lately. He lives out on Chaparral Drive, and the explosion was in the house next to his.
He could use it then.
You know, his house is covered.
Beer sounds good right
his,
about
his
it.
His left side of his house has got scorch marks on it.
And, not exactly, but and, it and does have crime scene
and
tape.
And a finger is stuck to his wall. So, it's, and he could have used a growler. Anyway, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you know what? You two are great people. And tell us about your business here.
Well, we started Wild Card Brewing Company a little over a year ago and have seen a lot of success and just a lot of support for what we're doing and just really happy to be doing business in Reading. It's been outstanding.
So what brought you to Reading?
I'm originally born and raised in Cottonwood. I'm a West Valley grad. We went over to England to learn the...
England?
Yeah, that's where we learned how to make beer. After our days...
What part of England?
Northeast England, right near Newcastle. The town was Sunderland. So,
is that like the place you go to learn how to brew beer?
It's one of less than 10 professional brewing schools in the world. UC Davis has another great one. There's some in Germany. I know of one in Australia, but was the most hands-on in the world.
The only problem with going to the Australian one is getting back out of the country. I mean, you go there, you brew it, you drink it, and they find you there 40 years later.
Yeah, I could see that. We were in New Zealand for a little bit, and that whole area is just amazing.
So how long is the school, Jeff?
It's a 3-month intensive program, 8 to 5 every day. I got to work in almost a dozen breweries over there, as well as going through a full microbiology and chemistry course.
Wow. So the people that are making beer in your own home, people do that all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
But not to the extent that you do. So you take a microbiology course and chemistry and everything, huh?
Absolutely. We've got to know exactly what's going on at each stage to make a consistent quality beer so it doesn't come out different every time.
Okay. And so, all right, so you're a West Valley boy and you came here. Now, I know that Jenny... I went to a school up in Washington State, a smaller university.
Yes.
It was a college when I went there. And you all lived there.
Yeah, we were up in Ellensburg, which is in central Washington, for about 2 years. Jeff was the head brewer at Iron Horse Brewery. And
Iron
that was
Horse.
His first job out of the university. And Ellensburg was a windy, windy place.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because I just remember, you know, I was told that students drink copious amounts of beer. And back there in Ellensburg when I was going to school there.
It was a mellow college. I was really surprised how quiet that school was.
I told you about the big water fight we had, and we closed down the only road between Eastern Washington and Western Washington that went through Ellensburg Central there with one of those irrigation hoses. We were using it for a tug of war on both sides of the street.
Right on the Kittitas Highway there?
Right there as it comes right through between, you know, where the high rises are?
Mm-hmm.
Right there and where the road, that used to be the only road through there. I mean, there were trucks and everything would come through there. It was closed. And we were throwing water balloons at people. You know, other people would call it a riot. It wasn't a riot. It was Sweetie days. It was back when they had Sweetie days. Central Washington State College, Sweetie. And everybody, you know, and I can't remember what the market was, but they'd have these displays of beer that had to be 6 cases high and 40 feet long would be gone by Thursday. So, but you're saying that
sounds like we would have had a little bit more fun back then.
Sounds like it's not like that anymore.
No, the college is really small and it does make up about half of that community, but it's just a really quiet, small space. Yeah, quiet community.
One of the great things in terms of beer up in that area is Ellensburg being just north of Yakima. Yakima is the largest hop growing area in the United States and one of the largest in the world. And so we were able to make some contacts and we're able to get some hops now at Wildcard that other brewers aren't, just from people I know.
Well, I lived in Yakima and you're right. Hops was big, you know, it was a big agriculture area there with orchards and everything. But hops, you know, now that you mention it, that was huge around there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Jenny and Jeff Hansen, the owners, founders of Wildcard Brewery. Is it company?
Brewing company.
Brewing company. Okay. Brewing company. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about they're here, what they're doing, and their growth plans and, get to know a little bit more about them. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Heaven, there is.
on the beer.
Yeah, welcome back to the Beer Polka with Carl in the box. It's 7:45 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And I'm here with two really nice people, Jenny and Jeff Hansen from Wildcard Brewing Company, a European trained brewer, even though he's from West Valley. I need to ask you this. How'd you get into the beer company? I mean, you said to yourself one day, you know, I just don't want to drink copious amounts of it. I want to make copious amounts of it.
Well, after drinking a lot in college, Jenny and I started to acquire a taste for...
Jenny, you don't drink.
I didn't. No. You don't. Not at
you
all.
You don't drink. Okay. You know what?
As we started drinking better and better beers, we decided to make some of our own. It actually started with our wedding. There was a place in San Luis Obispo called Central Coast Brewing, and you could brew your own beers on their system, and we did it for our wedding favors, and somebody gave us a homebrew kit for our wedding. We started making beer in the kitchen and had to explode a couple times in the bathroom.
Yes, trial and error.
Yeah, and we've started really getting into it.
We don't like to talk explosions. Bad Bob.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry, Bob.
Bad Bob's here.
All liquid, Bob.
He started flinching. He started flinching when you said explosives. Okay.
Yeah, and we got into it more and more, and it's something we went around to all the different breweries. It was kind of a hobby, and everybody we met in the industry was awesome. And we told them, that's something we're thinking of doing. It was never, oh, no, you shouldn't do it. It was, oh, you should do it. And here's my card. If you have any questions, give us a call. It's such an industry that is just growing. We're such a small part of the overall beer market that it's an industry that we wanted to be in, mostly because of our peers in the industry.
Well, you know, and then you took the next step, though. I mean, you really got into it, and you went, you know, to school for this. And
Jeff got very...
What did you think about this, Jenny?
Well, the way that this happened, Jeff came home from work and said, I quit my job today.
What were you doing then?
I was in management with Trader Joe's.
Okay, all right.
So this was a big shock to me that he comes home and has quit this job. Had just gotten overly frustrated, exhausted. He was commuting a lot. And I was like, that's great. Well, what are we going to do? And lucky
you don't have a job. Why don't I just get pregnant with twins now?
Oh, yeah, okay. Perfect. Move into mom and dad's, which we did. But lucky for him, that very same week, he got pulled off the wait list at this brew school. Oh. And we just thought, well, now's the time. Life is short.
There was
and
a reason.
Let's just do it.
And you did it?
That's kind of where the name Wildcard really came from, was just this concept that you would quit your job, move to England, enter an industry that, you know, is new to us, and start a business.
And that's a tough industry, too. I mean, it's not an easy industry.
No, it's not. It's not an easy one to get into at all. So that's kind of why we decided Wildcard was a good fit for us personally.
And then when we were in Washington, I had a good job running the brewery in Ellensburg. It was one of the fastest growing breweries in Washington State.
Yeah, Iron Horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jenny was working at the college, and we decided to throw it all up in the air again and move back down to Redding and start a business in California, which isn't the easiest thing to do.
Oh, you think?
Had a 2-month-old at the time. You know, no big deal. It's
you know what?
Easy.
I wish you all could see. I wish you all could meet them. They're really nice people. And this is the first time I've met Jeff. And I met Jenny maybe twice now. All right, so you're here. What does it take to start a brewing company?
A lot of
they're both pointing
good
at each other
recipes.
Well, it's not just recipes, but you've got to have like a lot of equipment, don't you?
Oh yeah, no, it's really capital intense, and it was a hard industry to enter. We out there on Crossroads where we're located, we actually started on a small pilot system, and mm-hmm. we're working with a brewery down in Santa Cruz that Jeff had worked with to go down there and brew our beers on their equipment because that was definitely a barrier to entry for us.
That'd be a lot of money. I was going to say that takes a lot of money and stuff.
So we kind of tested the waters and started to build some demand in this area and make sure that Redding would embrace us as they have. Thank you very much.
We wanted to be able to size our system before we bought it as well, which is a good thing that we did because when we purchased the system, it was about double what we planned on buying originally. And so we have a 15-barrel system out there, which is basically we can make 30 kegs at a time. We double brew into our fermenter, so we have 60 to 70 kegs of beer in each one of the tanks that you see out of at the tasting room.
So, okay. And when did you sell your first beer?
I guess November 8th was our soft opening. We opened up the tasting room and sold a few pints across the bar and made some customers.
And the tasting room is...
It's in 9565 Crossroads Drive. It's right behind the fast track fuel station there, the Shell station on the corner.
Oh, okay.
And our first commercial sale would have been over to Rob at the Ale House on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
When he heard local brewery, he was all about it.
All right. So, and where's that at?
That's on Hilltop Drive.
Right
next to Bleachers, another great account.
Oh, okay. Another great account.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, we've got about 40 tap handles now around Reading.
40 tap handles. Wow. We could put one in here.
We should.
Exactly.
We should. Yeah.
Anyway. Make for some good radio.
It's great radio already. You two are here. Okay. So that's how you got into business. You started expanding. Sold your first beer or your first ale or, and we'll talk about that when we get back, what kind they are, different ones and why they're different. You know, when you hear, oh, that's a pale, I say I know very little about beer, and I kid around about it, you know, but, you know, I buy a brand because I saw a photo one time of the woman that was pushing the beer 35 years ago, and I still buy that beer, even though I don't remember the photo that much. But I do like trying local beers. So let's talk about that when we get back. Our guests are Jenny and Jeff Hansen, Wild Card Brewing Company. They've opened up. They're successful. And let's talk about the different type of beers they do. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kit.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni and mushroom.
Salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner!
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 14.6. This is Free Fire Radio. This is community radio at its best. Grassroots. More local shows than any other place in California. Right here on your local station. Plus all those other syndicated shows. 605-4567. 7:55 in the morning, 40 degrees. Today, the Mazatlan Grill is hosting the Second Tuesday Club in support of Haven Humane. Just head on down there. And from 5 to 9 p.m., and they get 15% of all revenues will go to Haven Humane, which helps keep Haven Humane open and helps with all of the great things they do here in town. Our guests today, Jenny and Jeff Hansen, Wild Card Brewing Company, and we've talked about how they got into the business. Jeff came home one day and said, hey, by the way, I just quit my job. And that same week, that spot opened up in the school in England that you all went to. You went to school for 3 months over there, an extensive school about brewing beer. And then you went to work up in Ellensburg, Washington. And then down here, because you're a West Valley guy. And, all right, so you obviously you're being very successful in this. So how do you make different beers? I mean, there's light beers and dark beers. And what are your brands of beers, by the way?
And everything in between.
Okay. So what are your brands? Or do you have, like, hundreds of them?
I've got seven beers out at the tasting room right now, but okay. We have 4 year-round beers. Our flagship is Double Down. It's an Imperial Red. It's big. It's hoppy. It's malty. 7.5%. It's a beer that's really taken off for us.
Okay.
My personal favorite is our Shot in the Dark. It's an oatmeal porter. Black as night.
Black. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not dark. It's black. Okay. You're not seeing.
So does that mean that's kind of like when you get into something like that? What's that taste like? I mean, it's a
lots of chocolate and coffee. Very, very low bitterness.
Okay, now how do you make that?
What we do with that one is we use a variety. We use 6 different grains. Uh-huh. We use only one kind of hops and very little of them. And then the oats in that one are what give it its creamy texture. Okay. It's not real heavy. It doesn't sit on your palate like a Guinness would. It's very light drinkable. for that type of beer. It's very easy drinking. It's actually one of the favorites of the ladies who frequent the tasting room.
Okay. And then you have something called Growler. Wait, is something writing something in here?
No.
The ladies who frequent the tasting room.
Yes. and for $5 extra, they will give you the phone numbers. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Not that kind of joint guy.
Growler?
Jenny.
When Jenny's there.
Oh, shush.
Jenny. Any place that serves beer is that kind of place. And, you know, you can sit there and go, oh, look, we're just sipping this $843, you know, a glass, a bottle of wine. In 4 hours, it's that kind of place. All right? Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway.
So you've been out there.
Yeah, usually write it on my forehead, so it's like, and Linda slaps me. Anyway, okay, the growler, you said something about growler?
It's our to-go container. We don't bottle anything right now, we're gearing up for it, but right now if you wanted to take beer to go, you would buy this glass growler. It's 64 ounces, so it's about 4 pints, and you take that home and enjoy it over the day, the week, however long it's going to take you. But yeah, we send those out of the tasting room for $7 fills on Wednesday and $10 fills the rest of the day.
So you can you need to tell us, we're getting ready to run out of time. Where can you buy your brews?
So we distribute our beers at various bars and restaurants in Reading, so you should always ask if they have Wild Card on tap.
Okay.
And then you can also come out to the tasting room, which is off of Old 44 and Old Oregon Trail.
Okay, right out there.
And in plans to eventually bottle and distribute?
Our goal is by April 1. We're waiting for the designs to come back from our artists for bottling. So our goal is April 1. Mm. We have a lot of federal things to go through after we get the design approved by us. We then have to submit it both to the state and the feds to get designed. We are distributed currently in Siskiyou, the outskirts of Shasta, Tehama, Trinity, and Butte counties through Foothill Distributing. So if you're listening and your favorite bar doesn't have us on tap, tell the bartender that Foothill can get it for you.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to do at some point in the future is to have you all come back in. And we do a tasting here.
We'd love to.
Would you like to do it? We've done that
Maybe
before.
Maybe we can combine that with the CHP drunk driving thing, you know, all at once. Yeah.
We could do that. We come back, you come back in, you bring, you know, 2 or 3 of your favorites, and then we talk about how you make them, and, or brew them, I should say. And we'll just have a little tasting going on here.
That'd be fantastic, yeah.
That'd be real fun.
All right. Well, you know what? Good luck. We're very appreciative when people come back and start businesses in this town, and we wish you all the luck in the world. I'd really like you to have, like, you know, at some point, 300 employees, and you're bottling, you know, you're shipping out 50 barrels a day.
Across the world, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
One brew at a time.
You know, there you go. And aim big. You know, the problem with a lot of people in places around the North State is they don't aim high enough. I know you too well. Jeff and Jenny Hansen, Wild Card Brewing Company, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, see, when we come back, we've got Gary Moore from the Veterans Home. We'll be joining us, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Veterans Home. A lot of surprises out there. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The President and Mrs. Obama welcome French President Francois Hollande to the White House for a state visit today. And today's activities set to conclude with a formal state dinner inside a huge heated tent on the White House South Lawn. Nearly 900 flights have been canceled at three of the South's major airports ahead of a winter storm threatening the region with ice and snow once again.
I will be staying here at work just to be on the safe side and not be out on the highway.
This Birmingham resident says she thinks officials are better prepared this time around than they were for their big storm that came through about 2 weeks ago.
I am confident. They seem to be all on top of this time.
Meanwhile, the tracking service FlightAware shows cancellations at the main airports in Atlanta, Dallas, and Charlotte, North Carolina. More medals for the United States. Dara Howell did continue Canada's dominance at Rosa Couture Extreme Park, soaring to Olympic gold in the women's slopestyle skiing today. But Devin Logan of the U.S. took silver.
I don't want to get nervous. I just like to have fun, start dancing up there, was rapping a little bit, and just, I mean, taking it like any other day. I was in the springtime with my friends having fun and just wanted to put it down and run, and I did that. So couldn't have asked for anything better.
The Canadians have been dominant, though, claiming seven medals in 4 days of snowboarding and freestyle skiing, including three events in which they took two of the three spots on the podium.
On the gold chip.
Shirley Temple, the curly-haired child star who put smiles on the faces of Depression-era moviegoers, has passed away. Later known as Shirley Temple Black, she said she was excited to win a Kennedy Center honor in 1998.
It's a tremendous thrill and excitement. I'm so glad I'm here. My mother would have been so proud.
Shirley Temple retired from films at age 21, later became active in politics and even a U.S. ambassador. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
The Retail Industry Leaders Association is urging the House to follow the Senate's lead and pass an internet sales tax law.
The association says it will mount what it calls a robust campaign this year for passage of the law. In its public policy agenda, it says sales tax that affects only brick-and-mortar stores but not online sales unfairly tilts the playing field against retailers. Currently, states can only collect sales tax from purchases that also have a physical presence in that state. Retailers have long complained that this gives web-based stores an unfair advantage, but opponents of the sales tax bill, which includes eBay, say that it would force small businesses to navigate a complex maze of state and local laws. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is putting its best foot forward. Early trading has been mostly prosperous so far for investors. Right now, the Dow is up by just about 80 points, and this is SRN News. The White House says it is extremely disappointed that North Korea has thrown another roadblock into efforts to free a detained American missionary.
For a second time, North Korea has canceled an invitation for a U.S. envoy to visit the country to discuss the possible release of American Kenneth Bae. The Communist North appears to be protesting annual military drills between the U.S. and South Korea. But White House spokesman Jay Carney says the military exercises are unrelated to Bae's case.
We will continue to work actively to secure Mr. Bae's release.
Greg Clugston, SRN News. The White House.
North Carolina's environmental agency is seeking a delay of its own settlement with a utility responsible for spewing millions of gallons of toxic ash into the Dan River. The settlement with Duke Energy called for fines of more than $99,000, but withdrawal of the settlement came a day after an AP story in which environmentalists criticized the state for making sweetheart deals behind the scenes. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott. It is the 14th of, I'm sorry, it is the 11th of February. I don't know what it is. I know that's what that is.
You're like, you got Valentine's Day on your mind.
That is Valentine's Day. No, today is the 11th and 2014. It's a Tuesday. That's what I should have been saying. Linda's on assignment today. Our temperature and weather and people we talk to, I'm sure all on the line. And, Bob?
Yes.
Our Wells Fargo advisor here with us?
She is, in fact.
She is. So let me go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. Bob didn't give me a signal and I thought, are we here with you? And we are.
I was ready even if you weren't.
Okay. Thank you.
We have to learn how to read those subtle signals.
Yeah, like that big sign that's in front of me showing me right now. Yeah, okay, I got it. That's your job though, Kathy. You've got to read those subtle signals.
I can do it.
I know you can't. Hey, how are you? And it's going to be a good day today?
It looks like the markets are positive so far this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 95 points at 15,897. The S&P 500 is positive 7 at 1,807. And the NASDAQ is up 16 at 4,165. Active stocks today include Cadence Pharmaceutical, which is up $2.89 at $13.96, and Bank of America down 3 cents at $16.69. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 4 cents at $22.34, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 21 at $41.98. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.71%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 18 cents at $100.24. Gold is up $15.10 at $1,289.80. And silver is up 11 cents at $20.23. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Yes, I do change those numbers around because I just feel like it. But they're always here. They always start off our hour with the Wells Fargo advisors because they're keeping their eyes on the market, as we were just talking about. They know what's happening, and there's a lot of stuff happening. You need somebody that knows what's going on that you can look across the table at and see and talk to them about it. And that's the Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive, and their phone number is 243-7561. Okay, I know we have weather today, and it's right here. It's 40 degrees right now, and?
Well, we're looking for a little more rain. Not like we've had for the last couple of days. It'll be partly sunny today, and then rain likely after 4 a.m., cloudy, and As we head into Wednesday, then rain will become likely. That's going to continue off and on through the weekend. So every little bit helps. Not nearly what we need, but it is going to it's going to be useful all the way up through the next 2 week period. We got rain off and on, so that's definitely a good thing. Right now we are looking at 46 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane in Reading. Our customers are warm friends. They've got senior and veterans discounts. And that is Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Our guest today, Gary Moore.
Hello.
From the Veterans Home right here, the Reading Veterans Home. And we're going to be talking about, where the Veterans Home is and maybe, some things you knew about, some things you don't know about. And then if we come back from our break and we're, gonna get this update. I sat down and had lunch with Gary the other day.
Yeah, it was a good time. And you know, can I just say, sure. Regarding your previous guest
this morning,
fortunate is the man whose wife will go into business with him making beer. That's just great.
Well, I met Jenny first, and it was she was doing something on Linda's show, and I heard him talking about it, and it turns out that she did. She worked at the same college I went to.
Wow.
Up in Ellensburg, which is not a lot of people go there. So we started talking, and I thought, you know what, why don't you just, you know, drop me a line, give me a call, and we'll get you on. And of course, she did. She's, you know, they're pushing their new brand new company, or their people know about their company. And it was really nice to talk to two young people that know what they want, and they've come to Reading and have got the basis to build and to grow in our community, which will also help our community.
Yeah, it's nice to see the motivation and dedication of young people going into business, entrepreneurship, and I think that's just great, and I wish them well.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Gary Moore is my guest, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live and our chat room is going at it right now. Thank you, Chatters, Angel, and Sonny, and Joe, and Onion Grower, and everybody. 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are truly professionals, can do anything with your air and your air conditioning and your heating system. Give them a call at 221-2642. I say that because we use Martin and his people for our, you know, at the house. And I can't say enough about the professionalism and what a great job they do all the time. Again, 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Okay, Gary Moore is our guest, and Gary has been around radio a lot in his life, and he is the public information officer out at the Reading Veterans Home.
Yes.
And we've had the opportunity to talk several times, and I appreciate, you know, everything you do out there for our veterans.
Thank you very much. I think I told you at lunch the other day, of all the occupations and jobs I've had in my 50 years of life, this is the most enjoyable time I've ever had with any position, with any company, a company in this case being the state. And, it's just a great place to be. You want to get up and you want to go there each day. And the people, they're all spirited. Everybody is working really hard. They're, you know, we're on a mission to open up the skilled nursing facility later on this summer. And, everybody is just dedicated, committed in the hallways. You know, an old saying that we used to say in the radio business, if you're not having fun in the hallways, you're not having fun on the air. So we're having fun in the hallways at the place, but we're taking it very seriously and we're doing some good work out there.
Great. The home was delayed opening for a couple years for, yes, you know, frankly, I think it's political reasons. Oh, it was money. No, it was political reasons, in my opinion. But now that it is open and we've got it going, and tell us, explain to people who may not know all the background on it, but what are the different parts of the Veterans Home? I know there's two separate sections, but there's inside the two sections, or I don't know if that'd be the right word, you know, the departments, and then they're broken up into that.
Okay.
And sure, all that. Can you just kind of lay out what the Veterans Home looks like?
Absolutely. If you walk in, there are what we call five separate neighborhoods. There are Trinity, Klamath, McLeod, Shasta, and Lassen neighborhood, very much like the VA clinic has their stuff over there. So three of the neighborhoods on the right-hand side of the building are residential care for the elderly, assisted living, which means you can just show up, move in, and live your life. You don't need a bunch of medical care. It's like moving into an apartment complex.
Okay, now let's describe the room, because I've been in there. But
okay.
It's a large room.
Pretty good size room, but yeah.
I've lived in much smaller places.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, and Bob is living there right now. And it's got a private shower. And bathroom.
It's got a private bathroom and shower that's pretty good size.
It is, in case there needs to have like a wheelchair or something go in there.
Exactly.
So, a flat screen TV?
Yes. Dish network, beds.
Uh-huh.
We have several pieces of furniture in there. One where there is an entire wall full of storage and, you know, places where you can put your clothes, hang up your clothes, put your belongings, yeah, and things like that. Then we have another bench type seat that's about, you know, 4 or 5 feet long that lifts up and you can store things in there. And then there's a desk. If you wanted to have a computer, there's a desk and there's a computer terminal right there where you can just plug in and go. The bed you mentioned, there's a nightstand, and then there's a
it's well pointed.
A lounge chair, yeah.
And a lounge chair and windows.
Every room has a window.
Well, you know, and that's important because it lets light into the room. You can look, you know, you can see outside and,
you know,
and the landscape.
For me, you know, had I been the one that selected a room, I like seeing movement, activity, things going on outside. One of the best rooms in the Shasta neighborhood has a perfect view of the bocce ball court, a putting green, and the horseshoe pit, which is you know, there's like people out there doing that stuff all the time, and it's nice to see some activity. And if they want to participate with it, that's fine too. They can just go right outside their door and boom, there they are.
Well, okay, now that's assisted living there, right?
Or yes. No, that,
okay. And then the other one is
the skilled nursing facility. That's people who require ongoing medical treatment. And those rooms are identical to the ones that we just talked about. There's 90 rooms on the residential care for the elderly side, and there are 60 rooms on the skilled nursing facility side. And that's scheduled to open up, you know, later on in the summer. And there's some things that need to go, that need to occur before we can open that side, get a license and all that. And one of them is we need a skilled nursing facility administrator. They're hard to find. They're out there. We'll find them. I know there's one out there, and we're on a course right now to locate a.
And so, and these are for people, and for the skilled nursing facility, because they're going to need care 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, okay. And so, like you said, looking for the skilled nursing administrator, you're looking for more. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here. Gary Moore is our guest from the Reading Veterans Home. He's going to talk about, you know, they're looking for people to go work out there, my friends.
Absolutely.
And he's going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about where the home's going and things they need there and, the process of getting into the home.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 14.6. This is your Grassroot Veterans Network right here.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Northeast's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at anselmovineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. They've got all types of ammunition, lower receivers, all types of guns, and a lot of them are on sale. Plus, they are the best gunsmiths. in the northern state. So, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in town, open today. And like I said, they have ammo for sale if you're looking for ammo. Our guest is Gary Moore. He is the public information officer out at the Reading Veterans Home, the new one that opened up here, just, what, 6 months ago?
October 25th.
October, okay. We've talked about the assisted care facility and then the skilled nursing.
Skilled nursing facility, right.
Okay. And you've got, now how many people in the home right now?
As of yesterday morning, I was only there in the morning yesterday, there were 17, but we had another admission yesterday, so we have 18, and then there's another one scheduled for next week, so we're gonna be at 19.
Okay. Now, when you hit 21.
That's correct.
That's the big number, because...
That's the number. The magic number of 21 means two things. One, then we will start at that point receiving some subsidy from the government for our residents who live there. But that is when the United States Department of Veterans Affairs gets involved and they start taking a look at things. They take a look at everything. They look at your records. They look at your paperwork. They look at your procedures. They look at your policies. They look at everything. They look at your facility. They come in with teams. And when they do, they stay for a couple of days and they do, you know, full day audits on the whole place. And the reason for that is to, one, hold us accountable for what we said and say we are doing. And two,
it's, imagine that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, everything requires, whether it's a gambling facility or a meat packing plant, there's rules and regulations that you got to follow. And we have those too. And there are pretty stringent rules that we have to stick by, and we have to be very detailed with our documentation and what we're doing. And they come in, and I believe it's the first week of March they're coming in now, because we will be close to or at least have 21 at that point residents. And then they're going to start checking us out. They're going to start making sure that we are doing what we are say we are doing.
Okay. Now, Bob and I both – I don't know. Bob, how old are you?
58.
Okay. Does Bob qualify?
I had to do some
math. He's a veteran. Does he qualify?
I can initially say yes.
I mean, just, okay, the initial qualification to come into the home is
55 years of age or disabled.
Disabled.
Or homeless.
Okay, and now that's
no.
Okay,
wait a minute. Yes, he does qualify right now.
Bob's got all three of them.
Right. He does qualify right now.
That's right. He limps around. He doesn't have a home, and he is over the age of 55. Okay. You could probably move in tomorrow.
Yeah,
you could take Brenda too.
We'll get you an application before I leave. Here.
Okay, now
because that is a process too, and you
right.
know
that's what I want to talk about. That
okay?
You had a lot of people apply. At the beginning.
Yes, over 250
Gary, and you told me, you said, well, you know what? We ought to fill this place up quick, but it's a lot. It's not as easy as it seems.
It's really not. And, you know, people drive by out there and they go, wow, this place has been done for 2 years and there's hardly any cars. There's no activity. And the residence is slow. When we talked at lunch the other day, we both agreed that we thought the place would just explode, fill up.
I thought there'd be more people than 17 here 6 months after.
Most people did, yes. Yeah. And in a conversation with the admissions department on Friday, I went in and I asked them that question because I knew we were going to be talking about it today. And they said, yes, we are receiving applications, but applications are coming in and some of them are incomplete. There's a lot of information you have to provide. You know, it all starts with the DD-214, which you're familiar with, and a lot of other things that go along with it.
DD-214s is what you get after you've served your time, whether it's 2 years, 4 years, or 30 years. You get a DD-214, which talks about all your time in the military, your type of discharge, mm-hmm. all your places you've been, and the medals and everything that, you know, that you've been awarded during your time in service.
Correct. And they verify all that stuff in the application process. So you don't just get like a 15 or 20 page application and go through it in one day. I mean, we have teams of people in the admissions department that has to follow up and verify and do things to make sure that they are providing the information that they, you know, are claiming. And there's been some times where a lot of people have misinformation. There's a lot of missing information. And that just prolongs the process right there. Just, like one guy had everything done, didn't have his DD-214 in. So we follow up and we say, listen, we're just missing one piece of information before we can bring you in and sit down and go through the interview process and make things happen. So it's a daunting task. It takes time, But they are on it, and they are going through applications as they come in. There's, I told you, there's been 250, and this is, you know, give or take 5 or 10, because I haven't been there in the last couple of days to have the exact numbers.
Well, you have to go through a pretty strict thing there, because you want to make sure as the person, one, the person is, should be there.
Absolutely.
And people, unfortunately, have ways of falsifying their, you know, some people, not all people by any means, but if a small percentage, you know, would falsify or maybe, you know, put things down that aren't correct for a variety of reasons. That's why the 214 is so important, mm-hmm. and that every veteran should have one. And if you don't have one, we can tell you how to get it someday.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that that's
easy.
Go ahead.
But, okay, now, is there anything that automatically disqualifies you from being in a veteran's home if you're an honorably discharged veteran?
Well, to be really honest with you, that is a better question for my admissions department to answer.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, at some point, maybe you can bring her back again. We'll do this again because this is
sure.
important because we want this, we want the people out there. Because we've got one of the highest percentages of veterans in the state is up here Northern California. And if we'd like to, and if there's, seems to be concerns getting people in, there's a problem. There's probably people sitting out there thinking, oh, I can't get in. Are they crowded already? Are they full already? Well, you're not.
Another thing that people, some people have a misconception of is that you have to be a resident of Shasta County to live here. And that's not true. Anywhere in California, if you live in San Bernardino County and you want to apply for the Reading Veterans Home, you can apply.
Can you transfer from one home to another?
Yes. We just had our first transfer a week and a half ago from Yountville.
And you might think about this. If one of your family members is in another veterans home in another spot in the United States, you can get them transferred out here?
They have to be a resident of California.
Okay. They do have to be in California.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
So it'll be in California.
Sure,
though.
But there's seven other homes out there in California, Barstow, Chula Vista, West Los Angeles, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Gary Moore, the public information officer at the Reading Veterans Home is with us. So we're talking about admissions, getting people into the home. We're going to talk now about trying to find people to work in the home.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found a business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. Good morning. 8:34 in the morning and 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be raining later on this week, which is even nicer. 605-4567 is our number. And we are brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. That's where I go because I'm a veteran and Bob's the senior. Our guest is Gary Moore, who is a public information officer at the Reading Veterans Home.
Yes.
And is, you know, been in radio a long time. You know,
32 years.
Yeah, you've been in radio 32 years. You've been around Reading a long time too. Right?
I started in Reading with Bob.
Yeah.
With Bob. It was in 1980.
You're dating me here, dude. Yeah.
but the Quonset Hut.
The Quonset Hut. And,
did they have radio waves when you started, Bob?
Yeah, Marconi built her a radio.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Yeah. All those batteries.
Since then, the property has been, you know, flattened. I think the only thing, and the towers have been taken down, and I think the only thing still left out there, Bob, is the bomb shelter.
The bunker, yes.
The bunker.
There's a bunker out there? Yeah, but it was never an effective bomb shelter because usually it had about 3 feet of water in it.
It always did. And then it had Brad Barrett's drum set down there being stored.
So you've been around here, so, you know, it's not like they're bringing in somebody strange. And all right. Now, we've talked about getting into and there's plenty of room, but you can't open up the skilled nursing facility until you get everybody in place because you can't put anybody in there.
That's correct. You have to have the personnel.
Okay, now, but you all are looking to hire people.
Actively, yes.
Actively looking to hire people. I know last Wednesday you had not a job fair. That's not what it is, but just a down for veterans to talk about how to apply for the jobs there.
Yes. So we went over to the unemployment department and their veterans outreach program, and we had a nice room of veterans, and we went through the entire process. One of the things that's really important for job seekers to know, especially with a government agency, is when you go to apply for a job, there's a process you have to go through, and that process is a two-step process. One, you have to take a test and get on an eligibility list, and then you can apply for a job. And most people, Carl, don't know that. They see an ad in the paper or an ad on our website, and they think that that's right up their alley, so they'll come to the home and they'll drop off a resume. And I'm here to tell you, the resume doesn't go anywhere because they'll look you up and they'll go, well, this person is not on the eligibility list.
Do the people they hand this to tell them this, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they have
and
to.
And this is important for everybody because you've got to get on another list. You've got to get online.
Mm-hmm.
And get your name in there, sign up, and you have to get yourself a password and all those things. Is that correct?
You don't absolutely have to go through it's called a profile that the state website allows you to. It's beneficial to you, but you don't have to do it.
Okay.
It helps if ever you want to go in and find out how you did on your exam or where you are placed in a ranking system.
Mm-hmm.
California has this rule of three ranks, which means they have to select from the top three ranks of people who are all scored the same on their exam. Now, rank number one might have 50 people in it. It might have 2 people in it. And so there's no set number as to how many people will be in a rank. But the state has to exhaust the top three ranks before they can go below that. Now, I don't want to discourage people by saying that, because before I went to work at Caltrans, I was in rank number 5. And I was considered unreachable. We can't even talk to you. You're not in the top three ranks. But once they talk to people in the upper three ranks, if they offer them a job and hire them, then they take them off the list. If they offer them a job and they don't take it, then they, you know, so you will move up. It took me 2 years to move up to get my job at Caltrans, only 6 months to get on over at the Veterans Home.
What kind of jobs do you have open over there?
I have so many positions out there, mostly in the nursing.
I know you're
arena.
Really short of for a certified nursing assistant.
That is correct.
You are, and you all pay probably higher wages than other places, I would imagine.
Yeah, I've
have better benefits.
I've compared to several nursing facilities in this market, and we are quite competitive with them. And then that doesn't mention all the benefits that come along with the job that you can get. So we do pay well. We are looking for CNAs. We're looking for registered nurses. We're looking for supervising registered nurses, and we're looking for some food service people.
Food service people, cooks. And
absolutely.
And okay, so you're looking for cooks out there.
We have – I don't know what the exact position title is. I think it's food service technician one, and then they have a food service tech two, and then they have a cook specialist one and a cook specialist two and stuff like that. But it's all working in the kitchen, and we have a beautiful million-dollar kitchen, and we have two satellite kitchens on each side of the facility. It is top-notch all the way, and we're looking for people to fill positions to come work for us.
And you can, okay, so they can get information from the veterans home on it, but then they're going to have to get online and do the stuff.
What I've been doing as I'm going out and I'm making presentations and I'm sitting down interactively, just like I did at the unemployment office last week. And I put a big screen up on the wall, and I go online, and I physically show them where to go.
Great.
And then, you know, you're filling these people with a lot of information all in one setting, and, you know, nobody can retain all that stuff in one setting. So there's instructional videos on the websites that I show you that tell you the exact same thing that I'm teaching you. And my phone number is 224-3814. Anyone can call me at any time, and I will schedule an appointment to do that on an individual basis with you.
It's without the employees, you're not going to be able to open up half of the
can't do it.
And if you don't have enough of certain kinds, it's going to limit how many people you can have in the assisted living.
That's right. And you know, there's are people who are making or submitting applications that require a level of care that we don't provide. So those applications we cannot accept for admission because we can't take care of the people. We have to be able to take care of them in order to admit them.
Okay, there's one other thing here. I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to have you mention is that there's lots of trained people out there, but unless you're licensed, let's say that real quick.
Okay.
Unless you're licensed by the state or you've got some kind of certificate from the state, you've got to have that first.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's not like enough to be a nursing assistant. Cause what I said is, why don't you go to these bases? So many people are getting out and they're trained. I mean, they've got 20 years in the military of doing this stuff. And your answer was, cause they have to have a California license.
Yeah. And you know, just real quickly before we go to the break, you mentioned yesterday that your daughter has just passed her boards.
Yeah.
Okay. She's now certified.
You have
to be certified.
But it has to be by the state of California.
Yeah, they have programs and CNAs, and they have schools, and they have all these different outlets where you can get that training and get those certifications. They're out there, and they're doing a wonderful job, and we want all of them to come talk to
us. So if you had one, say your daughter or son lived in Texas, they're certified nursing assistant, they still, if they wanted this job, they'd still have to go to school. Or at least get they'd have to get a license or a certificate from the state of California.
That's correct.
It's too bad they don't, you know, honor. I mean, they honor concealed carry permits.
You know what? That's right. You know what? And maybe I spoke a little bit quick on that because I don't know if you could come from Texas.
Just wondering because
I'll look into that.
That because I thought that you have like a ready-made group of people that because the military is you know, lessening quickly. And there's a lot of trained, skilled, medical personnel out there that might be interested in something like this. That's the only reason. Anyway.
Well, that's a good thing. And I'll follow up on that with you too.
All right. We'll be right back. Gary Moore, public information officer of the Veterans Home, and I are here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's Homemade Pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's Meatballs with the Meatball Kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's on assignment today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there at Orchard Nutrition. What a great place that is. 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Their phone number is 244-9141. They are the North State's nutrition experts, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in all of Northern California. Plus, in fact, four nutritionists on the staff there. Joe doesn't have to do that. And they give free consultations down there because he wants people to live healthy and happy. And they've got raw food, organic foods, you name it, they have it. Orchard Nutrition. And of course they have amazing foods for life. Gluten-free mixes that Vicky has put together and is literally getting ready to go nationwide with this. Right here, all made right here in Reading in a gluten-free facility. All right, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, my guest is Gary Moore, Public Information Officer at the Reading Veterans Home. And I've got some questions coming in here.
Sure.
And are the residents allowed to have animals?
We are a non-animal facility. We no.
No. Okay.
And now, we have...
no.
You can't have
it. You know what? I understand that. I mean, it's too bad because, but you know, some of the older people, this is their cat they've had for like 10 years.
Yeah, not only that, you know, it is a medical facility, the skilled nursing facility. So, you know, not to say that your pet or my pet is a filthy, mangy dog or a cat, but you never know what any type of an animal is carrying. So we
my dog would have been a god,
yeah,
in Egypt. Okay,
but now
I,
no, we
but
do
I
have
understand. I understand.
We have pet therapy there. We have animals come in, specialty animals come in once a week.
Good.
And they just sit down with the veterans residents, and you know,
let them pet them.
Pet therapy is the best thing on the planet.
You know what? You know, and you know what? I'm really glad to hear you say that because you know I'm seeing out where veterans are doing this outreach with dogs,
mm-hmm,
that they're providing dogs and to veterans that have some post-traumatic problems. But let's go back to the jobs there.
Okay.
You've pretty much explained it, but it's not just the technical jobs that are up. I mean, you're talking administrative jobs, the head administrator at the veterans home.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's being advertised.
We've got two really key positions that are really crucial for us to move forward in a positive manner. One of them is the administrator for the nursing facility side.
Right.
But the overall director or administrator for the home, though, the gentleman that we had in there, he's moved on to other interests, and we have an opening there for a chief administrator.
Well, I hope Linda gets it. I mean, Linda's been out there from the very beginning. She knows Reading. She knows all that. Anyway, I hope she applies.
Me too. Linda's a wonderful person to work for, and she's just great to be around. You know her.
Yeah, I do. You know what? And she walked in there without a lot of experience. She's not a veteran. But her heart is with the veterans.
Yes, it is.
And she has done a lot for the veteran community. Plus, it's an administration job. And I think, though, the first thing you have to do is you have to love veterans.
You do.
And you have to support veterans. And if you don't, then you're going to have a problem. I mean, I actually knew officers in the Marine Corps that really didn't like Marines.
Really?
They felt very uncomfortable around them. They came from a level of society that they didn't live and work with people that perhaps of different levels of society.
Interesting.
And they were very uncomfortable with this. And they gravitated to jobs that weren't in commands. They gravitated to jobs where there's more of a technical thing. Not saying technical, everybody in the technical jobs in the Marine Corps don't love Marines. But you'd see that, is that even though they'd start out in infantry, that would be they just didn't fit in. Mm-hmm. So you need somebody that likes veterans.
Absolutely.
And she has supported the veterans in this county. In
as long
North
as I
State.
Can remember.
Well,
her.
I mean, she's one of the first people that I knew of in politics mm-hmm. because there was people would talk about Linda Hartman.
Yeah, she's wonderful to work with. Yeah. And I'll tell you what,
this is not a commercial for Linda, but I'm just giving props where props are due here.
I've heard some people say, well, I can't apply for a job out there because I'm not a veteran. You do not have to be a veteran to work out there. As you mentioned, Linda is not. I am not a veteran, but I care for the veterans. I serve the veterans. I have a grand respect for the veterans. And I'll tell you, it's nothing better than sitting on a bench out by one of the neighborhoods and having a conversation with a 95-year-old World War II veteran.
No, I tell you.
It is amazing.
It is. And just being able to talk to them is great. Because, you know what? Within the next probably 10 years.
Yeah. You know, and back to the job thing. There's been some new laws been instituted as of January 1st, and the California State Human Resources website, they've had to make a bunch of changes, and they did all those through the month of January, and it was all back up and running on the 23rd. But I will tell you, it is not the easiest website to navigate if you're looking for work.
Let's talk about that a little bit. But let's talk about that as soon as we come back.
Okay.
Carl Bott, Gary Moore. Gary Moore is talking to us about employment out at the veterans home. And they're needing people. They need people. But again, as the state usually does, they make it a little bit harder than they have to. So we're going to talk about that website now. Give out numbers and phone numbers again, and then finish up here with some of the things to look down the road here with the Veterans Home. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome
down.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl and DeBott.
Back.
Good morning. 8:55 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. It's going to be nice today, but hopefully it's going to start raining again Wednesday, Thursday,
that'd be nice.
Friday. We need the rain. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Discounts for veterans and seniors. And they are always... new customers always welcome there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And the reason I'm saying this, my friends, is this. What's Friday? Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Here's your chance. Leonard and his associates have got estate jewelry that is just beautiful. They have loose stones, diamonds. They have all types of jewelry, rings, necklaces, and great prices on them. May even be some sales going on there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Stop in there and see Leonard and his associates. Give them a call at 222-2750. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Gary.
Yes.
We got like about 4.5 minutes left. Gary Moore is my guest from the Veterans Home right here in Redding. We've talked about people needing jobs and all that. And you said there's something about a website.
There's a website. It's jobs.ca.gov, which is the state's human resources website. Everybody, including CalVet, Caltrans, DMV, Fish and Wildlife, they all funnel through that website. It's a state operation. They all have their own individual websites that have job postings. They have examination postings. So that's where I always tell people to go to calvet.ca.gov first. And right on the main page, here's the job announcements. Here's the exam announcements. And then you can go and you can see what exams they're giving. But the state website it's very well put together. It's a very good website, but it's just not as user-friendly as myself and many others would like it to be. And I can't change that, but what I can do is I can teach people how to navigate through it. So I'll be happy to teach everybody in a group setting, in an individual setting. Just give me a call and set up an appointment and we'll do it. My phone number is 224-3814. I will show you how to get a job, and you know what you do with it from there is your business. And
but you're going to show them how to at least get into the system.
Absolutely.
And Gary,
yes.
I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank
because
you.
You're going out of your way. You're a public information officer, but you're going out of your way. You're going out there and extending your hand out to help people, to help our veterans.
Yeah, I'm operating in kind of a recruiter's setting right now, and I don't care. I love it. I enjoy that stuff. I've got a background in that. My wife owned personnel company for a while, so I do have the background. I know how to find people, and I can bring them to the trough. I just can't make them drink the water.
And you need to – the one thing that you're going to find out is that if they've got licenses in other states, would California
yes.
honor them? And I just don't think that California will, but it might be something – it might be worthwhile.
I don't see why they wouldn't, but I'll talk to our
I can – give you 1,000 reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that every one of them's got a dollar sign in front of it.
That is
just a thought.
Anyway, right on the money.
Okay. One more time, your phone number?
224-3814. You can come see me. I'll do a little
Can people come out to the facility now just to get a tour still or just,
yeah, we give tours on Wednesdays. I believe, Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, but you can call me and I can set up a tour for you. Absolutely.
Great.
We have a guy, we have a group of ladies from, Alpha Delta Nu sorority all coming in this afternoon. They're having a meeting, 30 people. So we're going to set them up and give them a tour.
And this is a sorority out of where? Well, or just a sorority.
Well,
I mean, it's not like Simpson or Chico State coming through here or something.
No, and okay. It's not, I don't know everything about it because they just wanted a tour and they wanted to see the facility. And we encourage people to have meetings out at our facility.
And there's plus other things I know you're planning to do out there. To keep the residents entertained, because people can volunteer to go out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, you also need books and DVDs?
Books and DVDs we accept as well, yes. We just had a pool table donated by a U.S. Army veteran, and they brought that out last week and a half ago and set it up, and the guys love it.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate coming on.
Not the last time. And, for you to come on and talk about what's going on out there and what we need, especially if we can help get more people or people to work out there so we can then increase the number of residents out there.
Sure.
Hey, tomorrow, we're going to have, Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty on and we're going to talk about all the little different things that are happening. I understand is that I just got something from Senator Nielsen that says they're going to be turning loose the people that have been under the third strike law have been in jail, and these guys have had severe crimes. They're going to start turning them loose to help make that number. And as we know, is that the judges just said that, okay, California, just keep doing what you're doing here.
Oh, my.
Anyway, hey.
You'll have a good program tomorrow.
Well, we like to think we've got something for everybody every day. Carl Lindebaugh here. Grassroots Radio. This is your radio station. The only live drive time afternoon show. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But
I won't. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is preparing to hold a news conference with the visiting French president following talks at the White House. Earlier, Mr. Obama rolled out the red carpet for François Hollande.
The Cephalon ceremony featured a military band, a 21-gun salute, and a cheering crowd, many waving American and French flags on a cold, sunny morning. Both leaders spoke of the strong and long-lasting ties between the two countries.
We owe our freedom to each other.
Long live the Franco-American friendship.
After the arrival ceremony, Presidents Obama and Hollande held policy meetings inside the West Wing. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Snow, sleet, rain, freezing rain from East Texas to the Carolinas. Already, yes, the start of what's expected to be a couple of days of rough weather. Remember the winter storm that paralyzed Atlanta a couple of weeks ago?
Looks like it could be a repeat performance, maybe even a